closing arguments from the January 6th committee. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. They'll happen tomorrow during the panel's final public presentation. The committee, which has called last year's Capitol riot an attempted coup, is expected to make both criminal and civil referrals against former President Trump and his allies. It would then be up to the Justice Department to pursue them or not. In a few days, our southern border could be flooded with migrants. They're waiting in Mexico for a public health order to expire. That's scheduled to happen on Wednesday.
I think the ending of Title 42 puts a burden on the shoulders of this now divided Congress. When we get to January, Republican House, Democratic Senate, we have got to find an answer because we haven't done comprehensive immigration reform since 1986.
Senate Democrat Tim Kaine, Republicans argue reform can't happen until the White House secures the border.
They've been lying since they took office, and the lies are continuing. The fact that they have made so many statements that the border is secure is just ludicrous.
Texas Congressman Lance Gooden, both men spoke to Fox News. Construction of a border wall will get going in Texas again in January. The project was held up for months over objections from private property owners. Governor Greg Abbott says agreements have been reached. The final match of the World Cup getting underway now in Qatar pits Argentina against France.
Who will claim the World Cup title? Is it going to be Argentina or defending champion France? And to the victor go the spoils. The winner will be rewarded with a tournament high of $42 million, while the runner-up goes home with a mere $30 million.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Yesterday, Croatia beat Morocco 2-1 to take third place at the tournament. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Florida boy is dead after accidentally shooting himself. The 12-year-old died Friday after police say the victim and a friend found a loaded gun inside a car at a home in the Tampa area.
The boy didn't live in the home. Police say this happened at his friend's house. When officers spoke to the boy's mother at the hospital, she told them she thought there was an adult supervising the kids, but police say there were no adults there.
Justin Williams with Fox 13 in Tampa. The homeowners say they were working at the time of the incident and did not give their son permission to have anyone over. Four chimpanzees have been shot dead in Sweden after escaping their enclosure at a zoo. Zoo officials call it a tragedy and a huge failure. They're investigating what went wrong. History buffs and conspiracy theorists may be poring over some newly released government documents.
The assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963 has been widely discussed across the nation for decades. This week, the National Archives made almost 1,500 documents related to the government's investigation public. Among the documents are CIA cables and memos talking about Lee Harvey Oswald's visits to the Soviet and Cuban embassies in Mexico City and discussions about the possibility of Cuban involvement in the assassination. It's not clear yet if the released information provides any major revelations into the assassination of America's 35th president. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
After being rushed to a California hospital for a medical emergency, former TV talk show host Sharon Osbourne is back home. That's according to her son, who says the 70-year-old was given the all clear from her medical team. On his Instagram story, Jack Osbourne added, his mother will explain what happened when she's ready. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.